Thank you for the pause to, this is tape number two, April 15th, 1991. Please go ahead, Colonel Grice.
Commander, I believe what you said. There's a saying, you can only expect to catch one rabbit at a time. Time to me seems relatively short. With a shortage of funds, I have men in the Philippines pursuing gold. I've got men in the Far East pursuing prisoners of war because that's what I was first called to do. And I'm trying to juggle several things that I think are priority at once. I think the defense of the Constitution and the Republic is first. Without that, we don't have a home for these other things. What, in your advice, should be the direction of pursuit? I'm only one person, but I want to apply my talents where I can best be used. What direction would that be as you see it?
Son, you're doing it. You're stepping right out there and you're telling ones your story. And you're telling it and it rings true. And then they can hear you. If that's true, then the next thing you say about the Constitution is going to ring true. Truth will always ring true.
Could I ask, speaking of truth, if it's all right, I've always been a seeker of truth, and one of the greatest truths, I think, has to do with religion. Is there a true church on the face of the earth today? And if there is, what is it?
Right in the middle of your chest. That's it. That's the only non-corrupted one left.
I see a thread in my upbringing. I've been taught to hold a rod of iron using the scriptures. St. John the Revelator seemed to have been able to foresee the mark of the beast, and I've been amazed to watch the development of the barcode and the product numbering system and all that's occurred through the cash transactions and the cashless society and the things you've spoken of. Do you see this barcode with its framework of 666 being a mark of the beast, or does it lie someplace else?
No, it's one of the clues. That doesn't quite answer your question. It is not just the mark of the beast, because each one of you are numbered. It's very representative. Incredible amount of meaning in it.
Well, I foresee a time where if this barcode, I've already been barcoded. When I volunteered to go back on active service on January the 15th to cut the head off the snake, they sent me my barcode identification. If it ever is attempted to be applied to me personally, I'm going to revolt. I think it's the mark in the sand that I personally see it this way, and I don't want to cause myself or anyone who I would advise to waste energy if that's not important, but as I see it in reading scriptures, it seems like that this particular mark is so clear that it may be a point of departure for those who would call themselves Christians.
Let's put it into perspective. You have a situation where you're already barcoded, if you want to call it that. If you think in this room, for instance, that I will refuse to take, quote, the mark of the beast, we have to look at this literally. What do you mean? One will say, well, I will go to my death first before I will take your mark. Don't be foolish. You already have it. They've already got you in their system. And standing there with your mouth flapping, saying, I refuse, I refuse, I refuse, they're going to shoot you. And that puts a very good man out of commission. They're waiting for you to do this. This is one of their sorting tools We'll just see how many of these Christians will step forward, and we'll get rid of all of them. Don't fall into their trap of deceit. That portion is written in there to mislead you into making the wrong kind of step. You stand for truth from within, and you stand firm. And you don't do it by, quote, fighting. You do it by not signing your name to the bottom of an income tax form, if you're brave enough. You join your brothers who say, I'm not going to give any more blood to them. And yet, is it worth having them down on your head? You have to judge with discernment every step you take. You can refuse to play their system to the best of your ability, and then if you can keep your constitution, you can win.
I've been a man of violence because of my profession. I seem to be spiritually opposed to it in the way that we're moving right now, and just trying to portray truth and hope that reality will win in the end. But I'm wondering if possibly violence used against any particular group that might be at the heart of this, of the adversary, if that would be appropriate, or if we would only be causing ourselves more bad than good.
Do you know which one it is?
The way I see it, it's like a cancer. It'd be like attacking one cell. Bush is only a representative. Rothschild, Rockefeller, whole families might have to be exterminated. You almost look back at and see what the Holocaust is accused of, some kind of genocide. But I don't know if it would stop their schedule. I don't know if it'd throw them off balance. I mean, all you need to look at all of the tools that are available to do the job. I wouldn't want to think that I've been given great talents and then failed to use the right tool. But I don't also want to do something that is against the laws of God that I'm trying to follow.
Then don't do that. One say, all right, Tatton, let's put your ship where your mouth is. And listen to this reasoning, because it's very good. You've got the power, and I do. Why don't you just show up with all your ships? And yes, I could. That is not of God. Force, coercion, and killing is not of God. No matter what it may look like to you ones, these ones will devour themselves. The serpent will devour itself.
Is there a place that we should stop backing up? Seems like every day the erosion continues. Is there some place, is there some issue that we might form our defensive line and stand firm, or should we continue in gradual acquiescence until the serpent somehow does strike itself? I look for I'm a man who causes things to happen. I don't wait for them to happen. I never wonder what happened. When we lose the initiative, it seems that we become victims. I'm looking for some guidance that we're in areas that they may be vulnerable. I would have never expected, for example, they'd be vulnerable in this area of drugs until all of a sudden, just by fate, it was applied and I saw the reaction. So are there other areas, or are there things that we can do that could be aggressive, that we might take the battle to the enemy?
Your constitution is the way. You haven't enough power to, quote, fight them on their level. They have infiltrated into Central South America. They have infiltrated into every fiber of your planet. If you took out the kingpin, they could still take you out. Let me tell you how low these robotoid humanoids are. Norma didn't start even writing for me until year before last. And this you will appreciate, James, because you have that good old Texas boy. This little lady's from Texas. She has a brother who was in the Air Force. Top intelligence, helped put together the Air Force intelligence wing. Always in top security. Spoke fluently many languages. And when she started doing this, he ran the risk of warning her. And of course it meant nothing, because after all, you're just a little grandmother and you're writing, and why, but our country's in trouble. But my dear, they kill people and they kill families. They're very good, this CIA, at what they do. If you think a little clandestine letter here and there is going to get by, forget it, precious. And if you need a little proof, my own brother-in-law is the inspector in the postal department of this whole area, taking an Edward Field. I'm worried about you. And so 2 years go by without any conversation other than a Christmas card with a bare minimum signature. And in this year, this summer, they dare to send a robotoid here, having sent him first to Nellis Field and Edwards Field, and didn't dare leave him overnight in this one's house. You don't know who you're fighting. It's just like fate put you into the truth of drugs. You don't know who you're fighting. You have no concept. Regardless of what you have seen and you think there cannot be more, there is. I kid you not, they make humans. Perfect replicas from the DNA, RNA. Use pituitary drips and mature them and then download into the brain. And it's scary. Understand and respect that little nudge that says, I'm a little bit scared. That keeps you alert. I didn't say fear. Fear immobilizes, and it's a worthless. Respect. Respect that which is against you. They have had the whole time since the beginning of this planet and life on it to plan against this day, because they are restricted to that which is on the planet. They can only work from the physical matter on the planet and on your minds. They cannot create, as can God, but they can recreate from that which is here. And these robotoids have no gift of life. This is the difference. They can create, if you want to use that term, they can grow from material stuff and make a duplicate. They cannot give it the breath of God, life called soul, conscience. These ones are programmed.
Will the Antichrist be such a programmed being?
Not exactly that way. Not exactly that way. He is not a reproduction, if that's what you mean.
So the Antichrist is a representation of life, force, evil?
Yes. He is the opposition. He is the reflection. And I have a great deal of respect. You would have no relative way to base your journey if there were not these adversarial beings putting up these adversarial roadblocks. And your entire journey face to face with God is how you manage those roadblocks. And it gets pretty heinous. You're stuck. It isn't as simple as these ones who will say, well, let's just all learn to ascend. And I want to know again, let's have a show of hands in this room, if since we talked about this 2 years ago, you've known of anyone ascending. With all that practice. Quit playing in the world of make-believe. Illusion of your experience is not the same thing as fantasy land and tiddlywinks of the brain. You are manifested into physical form. You are experiencing, and you are going to tend it from your level of manifestation. There's no way off. Go ahead and blow your brains out. You'll be back. What is this, Tuesday? By Saturday. You're to the end, my friends, of running out and copying out. James has the proper approach. Let's get on the aggressive, for goodness sakes. Don't let's just sit here. But who do you go aggress against? You can start with Solars. But these are tools. The Congress is completely controlled. The work, as slow and as tedious and as exasperating as it is, that's the only route. Because man does, when he realizes what has happened, gets furious. And there's only one thing more impressive and more magnificent than a man filled with fury, and that's a woman. And I think the men better watch it. But you're being hurt. If you had not come for any other reason, I'm glad you came so that I can tell you, you are being hurt. You ones go out there and you beat your head against that wall. But when someone from New Zealand writes and says, I don't know what I did before I found out the truth, because no matter how frightening it is, I'm not scared anymore. I knew it was like this. You will find that man can come to peace as he faces truth. Because his own worthiness comes to be at its best. And it's a fast sorting. And those ones you felt were the Rock of Gibraltar that you could stand on forever, you'll find them gone. But you don't have to worry about them anymore, do you? It's the nice ones that just get out of your life and say, you're really crazy and I, you know, you're nothing. I'm not going to be around you anymore. You're dangerous. They're the ones that are dangerous. Because to soothe their own inner weakness, They try to pull everybody with them. But that, again, is the adversary at work. That path has been laid there for the eons of time. Now, why would you have experienced an experience that you did? Because you have a story to tell, unmatched by anybody else. You've experienced both worlds. There's nobody else can tell both right story. And there's somebody else I have a lot of respect for. And I want to tell you why I have respect. Because my mouthpiece is one of the best hypnotherapists ever produced on this earth. And she was trained by Gilboyne, Mark Gilboyne, that I believe, my friend, you know. You each will see your life pieces coming together. And it won't be so strange to you that you did some of those things to reach your point of service and purpose this day. And ones want to go play in their past experiences. Who was I, Queen Victoria or what? Who cares? Sometimes it makes a difference because of what you're doing, and you're overstressed, you're just torn apart. Why? And sometimes it helps to see what you were, to see what you are now trying to perfect. But just to go play in what was is the biggest waste of time that a man can experience. You only have the moment. You don't know about tomorrow. Live the moment so that if there is no tomorrow, you will have served to your fullest. And when naked you stand there with God, you can say, I tried. I did the best I could. If any of you witness 60 Minutes on Sunday evening, children of those heinous criminals, the Nazis, in cahoots with the Khazars. There is no worse, I'm telling you. There is nothing more evil than the Mossad. These are trainers of terrorists. This can only come from an evil, compassionless mind. No sensitivity to the human. Defilement. And these children, now into their old age, trying to live with this, that their fathers killed, maimed, tortured. Release it. You experienced. Use what you have experienced in goodness. That's all that's asked. That's all that's asked. Ones have to experience, to recognize the enemy. Who else in this room could go to Vietnam and recognize your enemy? You wouldn't even recognize the country. Looks just like parts of southern Mexico. Be grateful for whatever experience you've had. Because know that it gives you the tools with which to serve now.
Commander, will you describe to us how God hears our prayers, knows our needs, and somehow protects us. I would like to know if you will tell us, because sometimes I think I'm just lucky to be preserved. Other times I get an idea that maybe I have something to do, and I'm almost bulletproof, but it'd be of great interest to me to know whether or not there is a way that we're actually protected, or are we just lucky? I don't think we're lucky to be here as Americans, who we are. I think that we've been valiant before. I think that's why we've been chosen. But it would be of some comfort to me to get an explanation of how it works.
How far back do you want to go? To whether you're doing pinups. Father Cleary can tell you all about pinups. We have a lot of trouble keeping you alive, Bo. That's why I'm having to talk to you. I mean, really, from time to time. Well, it keeps our journey going, too. It has been a remarkable experience to be able to have some gaining interrelationship with you ones, because our fleet has been at ready for so long now. We've been here a long time, and our own ones would like to go home. But your fascinating study, don't let me insult you. You do have a purpose. And you see, God does not listen to this flapping face. God knows what is within. How does God know what is within? Because you are experiencing fragments of His own extension. And this is what I try to tell you once. Always in your actions, are you proud that God is with you? Because you drag Him everywhere. You drag Him into these dark places. Every time Dorma steals a candy bar, she drags Him in there. And Charles makes her do it. Coercion. Enjoy your humanness, do you see? You are not meant to be perfection yet. But the ones in this room know, if you are in the service in these days, don't cop out. You've been around. You've served. You've misserved. You're trying to get it finally right. But it's more than that. Don't lay all this karmic bullshit on yourself. You've been to God. Don't take lesser and insult that being. We choose carefully the ones with which we work. Carefully. You've been there. And you've come again to serve. And I always want you to know how much I humbly appreciate you. I stopped again at the fourth dimension where I could run a ship. You went right back into the density of forgetfulness to live on that place. That is absolutely heinous to your existence. Alien to everything you can appreciate. And sometimes in this go-around, if you will, you are called to serve in places that are totally despicable to you. So that as you bring truth, you're heard. Dorma was not even writing. And one of my colleagues came and said, your hand will be like an extension of myself. You will be given the credentials and the truth. to confirm everything you're given. You'll be given technology that you won't understand, but it will be understood by the ones intended to receive it. You all work in the blindness of that kind of non-understanding, and something inside the breast knows that last night I worked hard aboard a ship with my compatriots. And you hang that